big and tall of political talk, the Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Monday edition, the I Can't Get It Right Monday edition, apparently less big show than I promised you. Al Franken, unfortunately, will not be joining us. Just received notice, sort of in an emergency, so I hope everything's okay with Al Franken. But anyways, he'll hopefully reschedule later in the week, sometime soon. I don't know. Just found out he wasn't coming. I apologize. So anyways, we'll take this show in a different direction. It'll still be a big show, just not as big as I'd hoped for. 844-967-2789. I thought we had callers, but I guess we don't. We'll keep on plowing through here. Where was I going next? Oh, yes. Bad intentions. Republican bad intentions. And, you know, I think they got plenty of bad intentions. And it's ironic to me. I saw Kevin McCarthy, the minority leader, would like to be something more than that so desperately. But I saw earlier today, he made something of a statement, a warning to his party. You know, let's not be the bad people. Let's not impeach Biden for political reasons. Oh, I'm sure they got much better reasons. And if they win back the House, not only does he desperately want to be the Speaker, but I suspect he would desperately like to impeach Joe Biden. But here's the claim at thehill.com. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy declined to throw his support behind impeaching President Biden, a move that several of his House Republican colleagues have called for, warning against doing so for political purposes. Yeah, because Republicans, they're hardly ever political. McCarthy vowed that Republicans will focus on holding this administration accountable if they win the House majority in the 22 midterms, and he left the door open to impeachment if they find that laws were broken. By whom? One thing we've learned that the Democrats did is they used impeachment for political reason, McCarthy told Fox Business Maria Bartiromo on Sunday as she asked if he would move to impeach Biden. Now, hear the irony here, folks. We, according to McCarthy, believe in the rule of law. Have you seen the last guy? I mean, really fancy. You know what I'm saying? Have you seen the last guy?
It's very funny.
We're not going to pick and choose just because somebody has power. We're going to uphold the law. At any time, if someone breaks the law and the ramification becomes impeachment, we would move towards that. But
yes, I'm sure.
We're not going to use it for political purposes.
It's like him standing up there advocating for not wearing suits to work. He's always in a suit. He's just like, I don't think you should wear suits to work. People who wear suits to work are horrible. And he does only that.
I'm going to read a little bit more here from the Hill Fancy. Last summer, a wave of Republicans called for Biden to resign or be impeached over the withdrawal of U.S. troops from Afghanistan. During that time, the Taliban swiftly took control of the country as allies scrambled to try and escape the country, and 13 U.S. service members were killed in a bombing attack outside Kabul's airport. Yeah, just ask CJ. He'll never let you forget. Some Republicans who support impeaching Biden cite other policies and actions, such as his handling of the border and migration policies. Rep. Lauren Boebert. Oh, she's swell. Marjorie Taylor Greene, Randy Weber, Bill Posey, and Bob Gibbs have all introduced articles of impeachment against Biden. And the Republican minority leader, again, that's Kevin McCarthy, who is aiming to become Speaker if his party wins the House majority, has promised a wave of oversight actions and investigations probing the Biden administration. Republicans say they plan to investigate the messy troop withdrawals from Afghanistan, the origins of COVID-19. Not the, you know, U.S. reaction to COVID-19, but, you know, whether or not Dr. Fauci made it in a lab in Wuhan and then let it out on purpose. A little bit more. And the administration's handling of the migration surge and security at the U.S.-Mexico border, amongst other topics. We will take the facts to wherever the facts go, because America's been through too much with people playing politics with the concept of impeachment, McCarthy said. But if it rises to that level, we would have the law determine that. Now, McCarthy previously said last summer that there will be a day of reckoning for Biden over the withdrawal of U.S. troops in Afghanistan. Apparently, not a, you know, impeachment reckoning, or he just doesn't have the cojones to tell you the truth, because that's, of course, exactly what they have intended. I think they absolutely will impeach for absolutely political reasons. Can't wait to do so, is my impression. They're going to impeach Joe Biden. I have no doubt. Just wondering if anyone else does. You know, I had seen some interesting reporting just this afternoon. You know, we talk about different things that happened under the last administration. Let's call it lawlessness or things of that nature. Here's some new reporting, Salon.com, describing the last administration, really stupid or really corrupt. The State Department reveals Trump's foreign gift records are missing. All of them. A little bit here from the reporting, because, you know, he never breaks any laws. The Trump administration failed to provide records of gifts that the former President Donald Trump, VP Mike Pence, and other administration officials received from foreign governments in 2020, according to the State Department. Even though that's kind of legally mandated, the State Department, in a report set to be published by the Federal Register this week, said the executive office of the president did not turn over information about gifts that Trump and his family received from foreign leaders in 2020. Wait to hear about the one that Jared got.
Yeah.
A little bit more, the report also said that the General Services Administration similarly failed to provide information about gifts received by Pence and White House aides. The department said it requested the missing information from the GSA and the National Archives and Records Administration, but were told that the potentially relevant records were restricted. Can't tell you what was given to Donald Trump.
That's not very good.
Now, the revelation comes amid a slew of reports about the Trump administration's handling of the sensitive materials that govern federal law and the President's Records Act. Come back. I'll tell you more about it. You know, the last guy. Infallible. More Devil's Advocates. Never impeach that guy.
Impeachment is about restoring honor and integrity to the office.
Have at it.
Impeachment is about cleansing the office.
Do it now.
What's the matter, Colonel Sanders? Chicken?
Go get him.